Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to INOX India Q2 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Dev. Good evening. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I welcome you all to the Q2 FY25 earnings call of INOX India. Today, we have with us from the management, Mr. Deepak Acharya, CEO, Mr. Pawan Logar, CFO, and Mr. Sunil Awati, Investor Relations. We'll begin with opening remarks from the management, followed by Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Can we continue? Yeah. Very good evening, everyone. I welcome you all to the earnings call for our second quarter and half-year ended September 30, 2024. I'm sure you all had a great festive week. On behalf of the entire INOX India team, I extend best wishes to all of you and your family members. I hope you all have gone through the results, investor presentation, and press releases, which are available on the exchanges as well as on our website. Before discussing our financial and operational numbers for the second quarter and half-year, I would like to touch upon a few macro numbers as well as the industry update to set the context. My colleague and CFO of the company, Pawan Logar, would then take you through the financials in detail before we open the forum for questions and answers. India is on the transformative journey towards becoming a 7 trillion economy by the end of this decade. This growth is driven by significant advancement in digital and physical infrastructure, which are attracting multinational corporations to manufacturing and services, strengthening our economic landscape. Our country's growth rate pegged ahead of most major economies in the world, despite the global headwinds, not only underscores the resilience of our country's economy but highlights its position as an economic catalyst at the global level for decades to come. A critical area fueling this growth is the energy sector, with India relying on imports for about 85% of its oil and gas needs. The government has prioritized expanding domestic production to reduce these discrepancies. Initiatives like opening over 1 million square kilometers of exploration through the Open Acreage Licensing Program highlight these efforts. With the 10th round of bidding for oil and gas assets set for the early next year, the country's energy mix is also witnessing a double-digit growth in the installed capacity of renewable energy sources. For INOX India, leader in LNG and cryogenic solutions, this transformation brings vast opportunities. India's emphasis on LNG as a cleaner energy source aligns perfectly with INOX expertise. As a key player in LNG storage, transportation, and regasification system, INOX is well-positioned to support this energy transition, both within India and internationally. The government's aim to increase the share of natural gas to 15% of our energy mix by 2030, which opens up extensive possibilities for INOX to provide solutions that meet the growing demand for natural gas infrastructure. Moreover, India is championing LNG as a sustainable alternative for heavy-duty vehicles. By 2030, the goal is for one-third of our long-haul truck fleet to run on LNG, reducing emissions and cutting fuel costs. To facilitate this shift, measures like IOCL, BPCL, HPCL are setting up LNG fueling stations along the high-traffic routes, including the Golden Quadrilateral. With 1,000 stations planned in the next few years, INOX cryogenic technology from LNG storage tanks to terminals is in central establishing this infrastructure. INOX India is also slated to play a role in globally scaling hydrogen value chain. Our products and solutions will be critical components in every aspect of the value chain, right from creation to the consumption. With newer markets across the globe coming into the fray, looking to build applications for hydrogen as a clean energy source, we are also evolving our processes and supply chain to cater to anticipated surge. As we expand our energy and transport sector, INOX India stands ready to play a crucial role in building a cleaner, more sustainable India, delivering advanced solutions that align with the nation's vision of growth and resilience. I am also delighted to inform you that INOX India has received the prestigious ET Energy Award, not in one but two categories. EPC Company Award for commending energy, procurement and construction, companies that have excelled in delivering high quality projects and services in the energy sector, and the Equipment Manufacturing Award recognizing manufacturer of equipment and technology solutions that have demonstrated excellence and innovation in the energy sector. Now I would like to inform update on our company's Q2 and half yearly 2025 performance. Let me begin with our largest business segment, Industrial Gas Solutions. The inflow of orders in industrial gas vertical during the Q2 FY25 was very good, resulting into overall order booking of 262 crores, which is almost 84% higher than our Q1 FY25. We have received several orders for standard equipment for domestic gas majors as well as private players. We also received orders for special cryogenic transport equipment for ethylene oxide for one of the largest petrochemical companies in India. Orders have been received for bulk quantity IMO tanks received from one of the largest oil field companies in South America. We have received industrial gas trailer orders from Middle East region, large value orders for engineering package system from Far East region, and domestic customers have been also received. We have secured bulk storage tank for largest solar project and also dispatched large size ammonia tanks to Middle East region. We are witnessing a sustained business for disposable cylinder in North America and domestic market. We have successfully completed DOT audit for disposable cylinders and liquid cylinders. For the full year, we are confident of achieving targeted revenue for the segment that we have already guided you earlier. Now I would like to throw some light on the performance of our LNG business segment. Order book for the Q2 FY25 stands 98 crores, which is higher than Q1 FY25 by almost 23%. We have observed substantial growth in RFQs for LNG business from domestic as well as international market. Received repeat orders for LCNG station and LNG semi-trailers from CPD companies. We have successfully commissioned LNG fueling station for BPCL in Adani Total. Automotive LNG fuel tank supply to OEM manufacturers in India is growing rapidly, and we have approved our products and also received orders for LNG fuel tanks from all the four major OEM manufacturers in India. We also received orders for 990 LNG fuel tanks from South America. We have received large order of LNG semi-trailers from South America. We have also received big orders for supply of LNG storage tanks and regasification units from major energy company in South America. With success of Caribbean LNG commissioning of mini LNG terminal at Antigua for supply of LNG to 40 megawatt power plant, we are hopeful for receiving similar projects in coming future. I shall now talk about the business performance of our cryoscientific segment. We have successfully installed cryolines and warm lines on the plant bridge at ITER site. We have successfully repaired vacuum vessel thermal panels and dispatched them to ITER site. The same was well appreciated by the ITER organization in France. We have successfully completed and dispatched three branch components for WUST project. We have received new orders from ITER for intermediate wall box for MCTB. We have received orders from CERN for HTS cryostats. We are in discussion for big science projects for FAIR Germany. With consistent performance and timely delivery at ITER site of cryolines, INOX India has become one of the most reliable suppliers for European research projects in cryogenic space. Let me talk about our youngest business segment, that is the steel kegs and container business. Our state-of-the-art Savli facility for keg manufacturing is fully geared up to cater the requirements of domestic and international market and have developed more than 25 variants of keg required for the Europe and US market. We have dispatched more than 11,000 kegs to breweries in India, United States, Belgium, Germany and Brazil. I am happy to share that audits for major breweries such as AB InBev, Heineken is planned in Q3 FY25. The South America market for beverage cakes looks very promising and we are geared to service that market as well. We have received positive feedback from most of the customers and breweries for the sample cakes provided to them for their approval. Active RFQs for more than 1.5 lakh cakes received from potential customers from India, Australia, Belgium, USA, Norway and Spain. We are hopeful to get major breakthrough for supply of cakes to breweries in Q3 FY25. Let me share the quarterly business numbers to you now. Order backlog as on 30th September 2024 is 1178 crores with 54% order from industrial gas, 25% order from LNG and 21% orders from the cryoscientific division. Our exports comprise around 53% of the total order backlog. In terms of segmentation, 59% of income has come from IG, 19% income has come from LNG, and 18% from cryoscientific, and 4% from other businesses. Total order inflow during the Q2 was 366 crore, comprising 72% from IG, 26% from LNG, and 2% from cryoscientific segment. I would like to thank you for all for your patient hearing and I now hand over to Mr. Pawan Logar, our CFO, who will share the financial numbers in detail with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Deepak, and good evening, everyone. I hope you all had a good festive week. I shall summarize financials for the quarter and half year ended on 30th September. Let me share the numbers for Q2 and S2. The total income for Q2 was 320 crores, which grew by around 21%. The half-yearly income stood at 622 crores, grown by 6.9% on YoY. The EBITDA for Q2 was up by 17.7%, stood to 77.3 crores. The S2 EBITDA grew by 5% at around 153 crores. Employee expenses has arisen by 16.7% to 27.3 crores from 23.4 crore due to Savli unit started in September 23. Other expenses have arisen by 25% to 75 crores from 60 crores due to higher job work charges for ITER France repair orders for which free material supplied by ITER. Our quarterly PAT grew by 10% to 50.1 crore and decreased by 1.9% to 101.3 crores in H2 level due to higher tax expenses because of removal of indexation benefit on LTCG by India Budget 24. The total debt as on Q2 FY25 is almost nil, which provides us adequate room to raise debt in future. The company has comfortable net cash position of 191 crores as on 30th September 24. That concludes my update on the financial highlights of the company. I shall now request the moderator to open the floor for question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Samir, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening. My question is that the results are very good and in future when we hope to get the dividend from the company? Thanks.
Dividend.
Dividend, actually, you know, it is to be decided by the board of directors at the year end only, not at present. But yes, definitely we have already cash available for this 191 crore. So we'll definitely consider dividend. We are a dividend paying company all over the years. So it will be decided by the board, definitely.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankur Sharma from HDFC Life. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Thanks for your time. A couple of questions. One was, if I remember right, in Q1, we had seen a decline in top line, and that was attributed to, some container shortages because of the Red Sea issue, higher freight costs, etc. So all of that, if you just update us, how are things on that front? Have, these issues kind of settled down, or, if not, how are we kind of managing it? And is there also a component of higher freight costs sitting in other effects?
Yeah, Red Sea issue is still continuing, but the its severity is little reduced. And we are finding that we are getting containers now, there is no issue. Earlier, the freight cost was very high. Now it has reduced also, but not it has come to the original level. So still there are issues, but with proper planning, we are managing the show, and we are confident that it will not impact our sales or revenue this year.
Okay. And so if you can remind us, what kind of top line and margins are you kind of targeting for the full year, FY25?
Okay.
I said, if you could just remind us, what would be your sales and margin guidance? What would be your sales top line guidance for FY25, and also what would be your targeted margin guidance at the EBITDA level?
So whatever figures we have provided you earlier for the year end, we are 100% sure that we'll achieve those figures, which is almost like a growth of 20% over the last year, and our margin will be also in the same fashion, between 20 to 21 to 25% EBITDA level, and around
13 to 17%.
13 to 17% PAT level.
Okay. Okay. And so just on the cash flow, which seems to be negative for the first half, if you could just help us, what is driving that? How do you see full year operating cash flow? Do you expect an improvement, going forward?
Actually, we are already expanding our new unit, and we already expended out of about 86 crores worth of value in this year for capex, because a lot of expansions are going on. But still, we are still having the cash in hand of 191 crores, and our order book is already increasing a lot. And to cope up with this order book, definitely our working capital will also definitely increase by some value, but not much. So we will be cash positive only in the year.
So I was referring more to the operating cash flow. So you expect that would improve as you maybe bring down your inventory and debtors. That's what the indicator?
Yeah. Operating cash flow will definitely improve. And both of the capex only, this has been little bit, the funds available has been decreased, but which will be recovered. And 100 crores worth of capex we are incurring in this year. So that will definitely reduce the cash flow to that extent. But because of the earning, it will be again recovered. Mm-hmm. Earning of 24-25 will be there.
Okay, sir. Great. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Abhinav from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question is, in the beer keg segment, order inflow, as you said, is expected in Q3. Have you seen any interest in the month of October that just passed by?
Yeah, the beer keg business, what we have seen is normally the season starts normally from January to July. This is a typical season where there is a peak. And the inquiries start flowing in from maybe October, November, December. And we have seen that the market, which was slightly sluggish in the initial period because that was a lull period. But now we are sending a lot of inquiries, RFQs are coming in. And whatever breweries we have supplied so far as a sample to Indian breweries as well as outside in US and Europe, everywhere the product is approved, so we don't find any difficulty from quality and other aspect point of view. Just we are waiting for their final confirmations, and I'm hopeful this Q3 will substantially and Q4 will be flooded with orders.
Okay. And what will be the contribution to the revenues in FY25 from this segment?
We are expecting around 50 to 60 crore business from the cake for this year till March.
Okay. And on a whole, sir, in the first half, revenue growth was at about 7%. Can we achieve a growth of 15% in FY25 as a whole? What will be our target for FY25 revenue growth?
Improved quarter, you must have seen we are almost like 21% growth is there. Coming third quarter and fourth quarter, we are also improving. We have very good order book and we have expanded our facility. We have improved our production capacity. So we are quite hopeful by end of the year we will achieve this targets.
Okay. A significant order that we won yesterday, is that part of the current order book?
Significant?
The order that we won regarding the liquid air energy storage tanks. So is that part of the current order book?
No.
The order book which we have shown you is on 30th September.
Understood. And this, what will be the value of this particular order? Potential value?
This order will be around something around 50 plus.
Okay. So one last question. The other income for this quarter is high. What is that on account of?
Other income.
The other income is actually, you know, we have this cash flow of 190 crores, which is actually we took this mutual funds with us. That is a debt mutual funds. And the earning which we are getting is very, very high than last year. So that's why our other income is increasing.
Okay. And for the year, like next two quarters, what is the estimate on that, on the other income part?
Similar only, because, you know, Indian market is doing very well. And debt market is also doing very well. And from since April only, we are getting very good margins in these mutual funds.
Okay. So we expect the cash levels to remain the same as well.
Yes.
Okay. Fine. Thank you.
A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is on the line of Bimal Sampath, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So my first question was asked by the previous participant about the order size of that and what is the addressable market for this kind of product which we got from England yesterday.
Yeah, this is perhaps the first order in the world, I can say. This is a very special technology for green energy, and I think this is the first, but there are so many applications which can come up. Because here what they are doing is they are liquefying the air to air, liquid air, and when the power is not available, then they will expand this in and run the generators and convert it into a green energy for 60 megawatt project. So if this is successful, there are so many projects which are lined up now. So we are hopeful that once we complete this project by 2026, there will be plenty of opportunities for similar project as everybody is thinking of green energy in coming years. So this is a very typical example and first of its kind order for us.
Okay. And second question is about this. You said 1,000 LNG pumps are coming up. by 2030, correct?
Yeah.
So what is, I mean, for each pump, what is the quantum of equipment which will go in?
It depends on the size of the pump which you are putting, but approximate value for the fueling station is from 3 crore to 5 crores.
3 crore to 5 crores. Okay. Yeah. And at present, what is our market share in this?
Our market share is almost 65 to 70% in this.
Okay. In future, you hope to have the same market share or?
We wish to have. We
wish to have. To have. Okay. 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 Thank you, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhruv Shah from Dalal & Broacha. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So, just continuing on the previous participant question on the LNG station, out of the 1,000 stations that has been planned by the government, how many as on date has been constructed?
Total, to our knowledge, around 50 plus stations are in already has started. And 30 more are in line now. So depending on the progress, maybe another 6 to 8 months, another 30 will be added. But 50 have already started working now.
Any number that you can give, like how many can come up in next 3 years?
Next 3 years should come around 400 to 500 minimum.
400 to 500. And out of that, we would be doing with respect to your 60% market share, 240, 250 or station?
As of today, we are doing around 60 to 65%. Going forward, let us see when the lot of opportunities are there, many people try to come into the market, you know. But we will, because of our early start and our product quality being the best, and we manufacture the entire equipment, people are inclined to come to Inox India.
So what would be our margins in constructing these stations, EBITDA margin?
Pardon?
What would be our EBITDA margins in constructing one station?
EBITDA margin for, we don't look at the EBITDA margin station wise. We from all our products, we convert that into EBITDA margin, which is ranging from 21% to 25% on an average.
Okay. And so my next question was, so if you exclude the other income, which has been quite significant this quarter, seen margin dip across, you know, your EBITDA margins and PAT margins, any specific reason for this dip?
Yeah. There is a specific reason, you know, this year's budget, which Government of India has actually, especially these mutual funds, all these mutual funds are long-term with us. And suddenly the government has changed their policy and now the tax is applicable and the indexation benefit has been gone out. So there is no indexation benefit and now we have to pay the tax on the total income which we already accrued on these mutual funds at the rate of 14.3%. And due to that,
My question was with respect to your operating margin. So removing your other income component, we have seen the margin. So your EBITDA margins have dipped by around 200 basis points on a YOY basis. So any particular reason for this dip?
No. EBITDA margin always goes with the range. It depends on order to order. So it's a range. It cannot be same every time. It must be in the range only. So 1 or 2% is here. We will always be there.
Right, sir. And just if you can throw some light on the LNG trucks fleet. You know, we have a target of 1/3 of the country's fleet to be dependent on LNG. What is the state of that as of now?
Yeah, this is a very nice question. And let me tell you that Inox India is working with these OEM manufacturers for last 1.5 years now. So we are now qualified with almost all 4 OEM manufacturers in India. And if you see recently, Tata has inaugurated their LNG trucks in Ahmedabad and they are expecting good number of trucks even in that video and when I was also present during the corporate presentation of Tata. They are saying 1 million trucks they will sell by 2035. That is such ambitious project, a target Tata has taken. Similarly, Eicher, Volvo, similarly Ashok Leyland and Blue Energy. These are the four major players and we are approved by all of them. And we are just waiting and for them. And even we are recently supplied to South America to Scania trucks. And we are getting good number of inquiries and our product is getting established. People were just waiting for the fuel stations. So almost 50 fuel stations are available. And during one fill with a 450 liter tank, it goes to almost 600-700 kilometers. Whereas 990 liter type of tank can go to 1,200 kilometers. So the market is picking up. We are seeing a lot of traction into this product and people are very bullish. The performance of the engine, the efficiency, the theft rate, everything has improved. And the pollution and has also drastically reduced. So all the benefits are there with this LNG. Availability of LNG is also good nowadays. So all these, I think there is potential that in coming years we'll see many, many trucks on the road with LNG as a fuel.
Sir, thank you. And just if I can squeeze in one last question. So in cryogenic equipment, what would be our market share in India and globally? If you have any numbers on that.
For cryogenic tank business, we have almost like 60% plus market share. And on the global basis, we have almost less than 10%, I can say.
Less than 10%?
Yeah.
And who would be the largest player globally?
Largest player is Chart from USA. And another one is Chinese, called as CM Chainring. These are the two major players which are against we have the competition with.
Okay, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sanjay Shah from Pranishta. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. I hope you can hear me.
Yeah.
A couple of quick questions. One, are we seeing any traction in the semiconductor industry? That's one. And second, just given the kind of cutting-edge work that you do in a variety of different industries, what would be your 3 to 5 year vision in terms of top line? If you could just elaborate on these two. Thank you.
You are asking a very nice question on the semiconductor industry. As semiconductor industry is growing very fast, recently 3-4 projects have declared, one in Ahmedabad, one in Mumbai, and in Chennai and Orissa. So almost every project is more than 50,000 crores. So we find a lot of opportunities for this because we have recently supplied equipment to Micron and Foxconn. And way back, around a decade back, we have supplied similar equipment to Singapore as well. A lot of piping work is also involved, which requires very clean piping. The storage has to be very clean. And our parent company also provides the industrial gases to them. So we find that the semiconductor industry can be a really helpful in improving our business going forward.
Thank you. And what would be, I mean, just given everything that's happening and the kind of industries in which you are involved, would be your 3 to 5 year vision or an outlook for revenue?
So we are growing at around 20%, and if everything goes well, like green energy, hydrogen, nuclear, semiconductor, I think the sky is the limit. But we are trying to see how we can really cater to these requirements.
But so we expect that
we are into the areas where very few have dared to trade before.
So that's fair. Thank you. That's really useful. Thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you all of you for attending this call. I hope we have answered most of the questions. If something is still you want to ask, you can send a mail to us and we will reply. Thank you so much for attending this call.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.